Hello, everybody. We are going to begin. And this is part three of the trilogy, Clearing to Attract Money, with your host, Dr. Joe Vitale. And in part three, he has a very special guest lined up, and I'll let him introduce that guest. But actually, before we get started, let me just give you a quick background on Joe. For those that are not familiar with Joe Vitale, he is a very well-known best-selling author. He's written many books, including The Attractor Factor, as well as his runaway hit, Attract Money Now, which is available to download for free. He's appeared on several television shows, including Larry King, The Big Idea with Donnie Deutsch, Fox and Friends, CNBC, CNN, and ABC. He's in the hit movie, The Secret. Just an incredible marketing genius. We're very excited. Once again, this is part three of Clearing to Attract Money. And let me turn over the controls to Dr. Joe Vitale.
Thanks, Brad, and thanks, everybody, for joining us. I know there's about 1,000 or more people that are on the call or trying to get on the call. So everybody kind of stretch out, get comfortable, relax where you're at, because this is going to be a very intense but inspiring and informative call, all on the theme of clearing to attract money. As Brad said, this is the third call in this trilogy. It's the final call here. Hopefully you've been taking notes. Hopefully you've been thinking about your beliefs. Hopefully you've been taking action. If you remember, the fundamental premise here is that your beliefs are causing you to take the actions you are taking or not taking, and those actions are causing you to get the results that you have at this point. So the first two calls were mostly about vision, unconscious programming, about beliefs. Now we're moving into the action phase, and this is where everything happens. It should not be a surprise. Nothing happens until something moves, and you are the one who moves it. So the beliefs should be encouraging you to want to take some action, but you might be wondering, what action do I take? Tonight, we're going to cover that. I've got two surprise guests for you, and I'll bring them on shortly, but I want to tell you a story about action. This past Monday, I jumped on a plane, and I flew to Houston, and it was on a wild whim. It's something I've never done before at all. I wanted to see a particular car. Some of you know that I like cars. Whether you're into cars or not, don't worry about that. Use this as a metaphor. Think about what you might want in your own life and find a parallel in this story. So I wanted to see a car, and it's called a Spyker. A Spyker is a handmade car in the Netherlands. It's made in Holland. It's all stainless steel. There's no plastic in it at all. It's steel and metal, and it just flies like a bat out of hell. It's got power to spare. It is a gorgeous car, very James Bondish. I saw one a couple years ago, and it haunted me. I was in San Diego when I saw it. Never forgot it. When they opened a dealership in Houston, I said, I got to go to see it. So I had this desire, this intention to see the car. Then I took action. I got on a plane, and my sole purpose for getting on that plane was to fly to Houston to see the Spyker. Now, this is where it gets really interesting, because on the top level of this story, you hear me taking action. I knew I wanted something. I called up. I make the flight arrangements. I go to the airport. I get on the plane. I fly to Houston. I then have a friend pick me up. I go to the dealership. I'm taking all the actions here to see this car. I see the car. I like the car. I drive the car. But there were a couple things about it that I didn't particularly care for, so I didn't buy the car. I'm still in Houston, though, and I'm wondering, what am I doing here? And I'm remembering that I have old friends here. I lived in Houston 20-some years, and recently I connected with CNN. They had interviewed me for 3 different radio shows on CNN. And the guy who interviewed me really liked me, and we wanted to get together at some point. I called him up. He was available. I went over to his offices, and we had a sit-down meeting that was a defining moment in my life. This man got excited about Operation Yes. Operation Yes is my movement to end homelessness. You can read about it at operationyes.com at some point after the call. And we talked about it, and what came from this meeting, a very spontaneous meeting, because remember, I didn't fly to Houston for the CNN meeting. I flew to Houston for a car. And in this meeting, we developed a television show about me going and helping people who have just lost their home or their business. They might be on the street. They might be in a homeless shelter. And I would work with them, and I would teach them the very principles you're learning in these calls. We would film the whole thing, and my CNN contact said he guaranteed that the show we created would air on at least CNN in Houston. And if we did this right and there was enough interest, it could become a reality TV show that's aired on CNN or ABC or Fox all across the nation. Now, stop and consider. I went to Houston to look at a car, but there was a bigger something that was motivating me and was arranging for me to go there. None of this would have happened, however, had I not taken action. That's the theme that I want to drum into you. If you've seen me in the movie The Secret or you've seen me on some of the TV shows, you know that I'm known for saying money likes speed. The universe likes speed. If you have an idea for something, if you have an intention for something, it behooves you to get off your butt and do something, anything, in the direction of manifesting it. Keeping in mind that the next step you take may not be the one that brings home the bacon that you're focusing on, but it may bring you to something even bigger and better. I went to Houston to look at a spiker. I like spikers. I recommend you look at a spiker. But what I ended up doing as a result of the action I took was create something that's going to be a television show that not only influences my life, because I'll be in the show, but it's going to influence all the people I touch within that TV show and then all the people I touch that end up watching that TV show. All of this is the domino effect that takes place when you take action. So when you take action, you may not know what's going to happen next. But when whatever occurs in the next moment occurs for you, take the next action. That's the theme I want you to be thinking about during the rest of this call and even after this call, because it's going to be up to you. All these resources I'm giving you, all these experts I'm bringing on stage, so to speak, Wendy Friesen last week, Marty Lefko the week before, and Janine, the Miracles Coach of 2009, who's been making these cameo appearances, they're all designed to help you with inspiration and information. It's being put in your lap. It's being put in your head. Now you have to just stand up and do something. You've got to go out. You've got to make the calls. You've got to make the visits. You've got to attend the seminars. You've got to enlist in the coaching. Whatever it happens to be, whatever it is for you, it's up to you to do it. Nobody else can do it for you. Now, having said that, I mentioned Janine. Janine, are you on the call?
I sure am, Jill. Hi there.
Hi. I really love it that you make the time to come on these calls and help all these people who are coming on. I mean, I have 1,000 or more that are on this particular call again. And I know that you have just finished working with another client just before coming on this call. And could you tell us a little bit about what took place there and maybe give people something to chew on or something to do when it comes to getting clear to attract money, staying with the theme of our trilogy here?
I would be delighted to, Joe. I was just on a coaching session call with one of your students prior to coming into this call, and she had mentioned that she had tuned into last week's call in this trilogy that you had offered, and during that call, she was very impressed with Wendy Friesen, the hypnotist that you had on last week's call, and in fact, Wendy conducted the group hypnotism exercise of visualizing the wall and then asking the wall what it had to teach you. Well, while this particular student was doing that visualization, when she asked the wall what it wanted to tell her, in fact, what the wall said to her is that she always has to do everything the hard way.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and this student, it was wonderful for this student. It was a total epiphany. She was delighted to have this epiphany because she realized that has been the epitaph of her life. She always has to do everything the hard way. And it has felt like a huge relief to her, Joe, ever since last week's call. It's been a huge burden lifted off her shoulders, and now she feels... Go ahead.
No, that's wonderful because I know that I did the call last week with Wendy and I did the exercise right along with everybody else. And so I had my little wall in front of me. Of course, that's in my unconscious mind. And I was imagining what the beliefs were with that. And I came up with some beliefs that I didn't know were there. And it was good for me to see them because I can go, oh, do I want to keep those or do I want to release them? Well, I wanted to dismantle the wall. Let's get rid of those beliefs because I want to go to the other side and let more magic and miracles and wealth and prosperity come flowing in. So I know that happened for everybody that's on the call, or should have, virtually should have, and that's great to hear about that story.
Exactly. She absolutely has been delighted to allow things to come to her easily, and she says it's just been one of the easiest weeks of her life because she's so enjoyed that. So it was tremendously successful for her.
You know, there's a flow there when we allow things to be, when we're not fighting with it, when we're not struggling it. I want people to get that when we say things are easy, it means that you're still taking action and you're still doing work, but because there's no resistance within you, it's effortless work. It may look like work if to somebody else watching you do it. For example, I've written, the last I heard, I've written 50-some books. And when people look at that, they go, oh, my God, he is just sitting in front of his computer and just sweating blood writing all these books. But when I'm sitting writing the books, I am in my bliss. I am in my element. I am in my flow. And so your life becomes easy when you're doing what you love. And while there might be energy expenditure, it's an effortless type of activity. And so I think that's what she's referring to, is that you start to experience life as flow. It becomes easy.
That's exactly right. Yes.
Well, what's the insider thought that you wanted to share about money? You had mentioned something before the call to me.
Yes. Joe, what I would like to explain to the students today is a word picture that I'd like to paint in their minds that will help them comprehend how money works. And they can use this visualization anytime they need to get in the moment in order to be able to receive those promptings in the moment so that they will know in the moment what action steps they need to take.
Oh, this will be good.
Okay, so let's dive right into this word picture of how money works. Imagine, if you will, class, all of us people that are on the face of the planet standing on the earth. So imagine the earth, and we're all standing on the top of the surface of the earth, and we're looking out there at the universe, up at the sky, if you will, and as we look up there, we see all the money. All the money is up there in the universe. Now, this signifies that the money is not ours. It belongs to the universe. It belongs to the divine. It isn't actually our money. And, of course, because it isn't our money, then we don't need to get all bogged down if, in fact, someone does something unscrupulous and takes some of our money away. We don't need to be tied into that because it never was our money in the first place. It all belongs to the universe. And the way that it is flowing to each and every one of us, because it's always flowing all of the time in unlimited supply, visualize it sort of raining down to you in direct proportion to the way you are vibrating. So imagine that the person who is next to you, they can get as much of this money from the divine all of the time if they know how to vibrate to receive it in the same way that you can. But let's imagine that they're vibrating at a low, slow vibrational frequency, and they're complaining, and they're talking about what they don't have, and that they want more money, and there's this vibration of desperation and lack. And so the money is only flowing to them in a wee little trickle. And then there's Dr. Joe Vitale, and he vibrates at a high, fast-paced vibrational frequency of gratitude and of trust and of knowing that there's always more money and more money is always on the way. And so it just pours with abundance to him. And I'm right there too. And it's just pouring with abundance to me. And we get the money flowing to us in direct proportion to how we are vibrating. And this is important for you to comprehend, students. The reason is the universe does not speak English. The universe does not speak Spanish. The universe does not speak Norwegian or any other language. The universe speaks the language of vibration. And so the vibration that you are sending out, entirely irrespective of the words you use, is what attracts the money into your experience, and together with the money, all of the other wellness that is constantly flowing as well, including love and health. So it's raining down onto us in direct proportion to how we are vibrating. Now, imagine also, students, that you are allowing this money that is flowing into your experience in direct proportion to how you're vibrating to pass through your experience as you enjoy it, and then you allow some of it to flow laterally to other people. That would be significant, or signifying the fact that you're willing to pay people for goods and services which move your life mission forward. You allow it to flow out laterally. What this does is it causes it not to be dammed up in your experience as if you're hoarding money, but rather you're allowing it to flow through your experience because, after all, there's always more money flowing into your experience, so you do not feel the slightest bit stingy or upset when you allow some of it to flow to others in order to help you accomplish your life mission. Okay, so now let's take this word picture one layer deeper. Go back to visualizing all of the people on the face of the earth, standing on top of the earth, looking up at the sky, and visualizing all of that money up there at the top of the sky. And you are receiving it, and so is everyone else, in direct proportion to how they have learned to vibrate to receive it. Now imagine that instead of each and every one of us being people, we are vases, receptacles for receiving of this wellness. We're each a big, tall, life-sized vase, if you will. And these big, tall vases are the receptacles for receiving the wellness. Now, fathom with me, if you will, that the vase is split from the top down to the bottom, so that it's split right in two. How much of the abundance can you receive when your receptacle for receiving is split in two? Not very much, right, class? Exactly. What this signifies is not being in the moment. The universe only has one time frame, right now. And when your receptacle for receiving is split in two, you can't receive it. Now, what not being in the moment is like is this. Your body is in this moment right at this time. But if your mind were out there on something else, oh, wow, I have to do my filing to get ready for my taxes, that would be not being in the moment. If your body is right here in this time frame right now, and your mind is out there on something such as, oh, 2 weeks from now, I have to be prepared for that hearing with my ex-wife, something like that. In other words, you are disjointed. Your mind and your body aren't in the same place. That's the receptacle for receiving of the wellness being split in two. Students, you can only receive of the money that is always flowing to you when you are congruent and in the moment. This is a good reason, I might add, to use a planner, whether it's a Palm Pilot or a BlackBerry, because you can block off time in your Palm Pilot or BlackBerry, or even an old-fashioned hard copy planner. You can block off time for when you're going to do your filing for your taxes, or when you're going to plan for the hearing with your ex-wife. So those things can be planned in so that in those moments when you're supposed to be planning them, then you will be in the moment. Now, what this means to you about money is that never think about bills except for during the specific moments when you are in the act of writing out the bills. No other time is appropriate to think about bills because it would mean that you're not in the moment. You only think about bills while you are in the act of writing out the bills or paying them online. Then you're in the moment. So literally, you're never thinking about them except during, about 30 or 45 minutes per month. That way, you're in the moment and your receptacle for receiving of the money that's always flowing is whole and you can receive of that abundance. I hope this word picture helps you.
Wow, that was very hypnotic, Janine. You are holding your own with Wendy Friesen, apparently. That was
bless your heart. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. No, that was very well done. It was a very clear image. And for some reason, I was reminded years and years and years ago, I had seen a video of Bob Proctor, and he was saying that money doesn't come to you from your job. He says money comes to you through your job. And that little distinction there might sound like just a little word game, but what it meant was money can come to you from a wide variety of sources. Most people just look at it coming to them from a particular job they have, and I did that for the longest time. I would look at the job and say, well, that's how abundance is coming to me. That's the channel. That was just one avenue, and money can come through that one or in any number of ways. In other words, it can rain on me if I am open to receiving it. So that image that you gave, Janine, was fantastic. Thank you for that.
You are so welcome.
And Janine, for those who don't know or don't remember, she's the number one miracles coach of the 2009. And there is a very long, nice, in-depth interview, inspiring and informative, with her where I interview her. And it's on miraclescoaching.com, www.miraclescoaching.com. And you can listen to the interview with Janine. There's a little video that you can see talking about Miracles Coaching, and there's a write-up and an application, all at miraclescoaching.com. Janine, thank you again. I know that you've been taking time out of your busy schedule and day. I appreciate you coming in.
You are so welcome. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye. All right, I promised a mystery guest. I hope the mystery guest is sitting in the wings, ready to come on stage. What I have for you is a man who some years ago was touring Germany, Europe, and playing on stage. He has several CDs out, a blues musician of note, and he would draw the crowds overseas, and they would come to hear him play. But he would come back home to the U.S., specifically in Texas, and have trouble paying his bills. So he was basically a broke blues, successful, in quotes, musician. And he left that, or reincarnated what he was doing with that, into a new product, and he's now become a force of his own in the internet world. He's got a couple books out. He's got his own following. He's got a big list. He's got several seminars he's put on. I think number 8 will be coming around the corner soon. And I'm talking about my friend, business partner, and all-around cool guy, Pat O'Brien. Pat, are you here?
Nope. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing fine. That's the first time somebody answered with no to the are you here question, which makes me wonder, where the hell are you? But, Pat, thank you. People need to know your story. In other words, there's some people on here that are on this call who are desperate, who are struggling, who are confused, who are trying to pay the rent, who are frustrated, maybe overwhelmed. Tell us your story so maybe they can relate to it on some level.
Well, okay, you're right, Joe. When I met you, I was broke. There's that famous quote where you ask me what I wanted out of life, and I said, I just want to pay the blank rent.
Mm.
And at the time, that was the most I could visualize. I couldn't imagine a life with any more prosperity in it than just paying the rent, because at that time, paying the rent was an insurmountable thing. As we know, that's no longer a problem.
Well, what becomes curious is what did you do different? So in other words, there's the Pat O'Brien who was playing music and getting paid, not much, going home and being broke, and now there's the Pat O'Brien who is getting to be on calls as a celebrity mystery guest.
Well, there are two things that I did differently, or the things that I did differently fall into two categories, I think. And just to make it simple, we'll say one category is the inner game, and one category is the outer game.
Oh, I love this. Okay.
And again, this is me talking to you and we were both there. But for your students, I want them to know this. One of the things that Joe does for his friends is he gives us books. And, you know, over time we'd meet for lunch, we'd meet for coffee, and then later on we were in a mastermind group together. And Joe might show up with four or five new books to read. And I was lucky in that I was able to realize that everything I knew was wrong and everything I was doing wasn't working. And so I knew that I needed some new things to think, some new ways to think, and I needed to do some new things. So I don't have the list in front of me, but over the years there's probably a couple of hundred books that I have read that Joe either recommended or actually gave to me. And I use those to reprogram my brain. I'd never heard of the law of attraction. I'd never gotten into, I don't know, do we call it new age thinking?
Well, new thought, I guess, could be it, or successful thinking might even be a more appropriate and acceptable word.
Okay, the successful thinking. You know, I was coming from a place of need, want, definitely not from a prosperity place. And so I just basically reprogrammed my mind. And I have a suspicion that through your Miracles Coaching Program, you're also recommending resources, right?
Oh, absolutely. Do you remember any of the books, or maybe say it this way, what books stand out that probably influenced you that was from the pile that I gave you over the years that you found for yourself? I know one was called The Power of Impossible Thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that book being very influential, and I would recommend it to people, The Power of Impossible Thinking. That's a real mind stretch. I'll speak for you for a second here while you're thinking, Pat. I remember you telling me, and I think you blogged about it at some point, that that book caused you to kind of step out of your own mindset at the time and look at the mindset you were using and then pick one that was going to work better. It almost helped you step out of your paradigm so you can choose a different one that was going to be more successful.
Right. Actually, that book, they talk about beliefs, and I had to totally rethink the way rethink my belief about beliefs, because I'd never thought of them as tools.
Mm-hmm.
And in that book, they talk about if a belief is working for you in a particular situation, stick with it. If it's not, just insert a different belief to get the results you want.
I'm kind of chuckling, but it's so simple yet so profound. I think that's the absolute truth right there, and that's part of what the first two calls have been about, finding the beliefs that you have, especially the ones not working, and replacing them.
Well, it blew my mind.
Do you remember any other books? Because I know people want resources, and if something comes to mind, great. If not, that's great, too.
Well, sure. I can remember touring England, and you had given me this little blue thing called Spiritual Marketing.
Yes, I remember that book.
And that was the first one that turned my head around, and it's not a very long book. It doesn't take long to read, but I carried it with me everywhere I went as I was touring, just trying to wrap my head around the concepts in that.
And for those who don't know, Spiritual Marketing was reincarnated into my book, The Attractor Factor. So if you've read The Attractor Factor, you've read Spiritual Marketing. I just kept revising it, and the publisher wanted to retitle it. But Spiritual Marketing is The Attractor Factor.
And I guess Steve Siebold?
Yeah.
Was it 177 something of the others?
Yeah, 177 Secrets of Mental Toughness, I think is it. But all the books by Steve Siebold are worth reading. Steve's last name is S-I-E-B-O-L-D, Steve Siebold. Read his books, 177 Secrets of the Mentally Tough, I think is the title. But look up by his name and you can find it. Yeah, I agree, Pat. That's a very powerful one.
Right. So there are books like, I'd have to look back on my blog right now to find the titles of them. But the point is that I metabolized the concepts in them.
Mm.
And again, the real turning point for me was realizing that what I was doing wasn't working and what I was believing wasn't working. So I needed to replace bad beliefs, or that's a judgment, but ineffective beliefs and ineffective thoughts and ineffective actions with beliefs, thoughts, and actions that actually got the results I wanted.
So from the inner game perspective, you put yourself on a self-education program, it sounded like, with the books I gave you and the books that you also found. But the outer game, what took place there?
Well, there's the inner game of the outer game. I mean, we should certainly mention Dan Kennedy's books.
Oh, yes.
Those have certainly been important to me in terms of how an entrepreneur thinks. And again, you know, aside from his political stuff, how an entrepreneur believes. Because, you know, you can come to the world thinking it's a zero-sum game, and if you make a dollar, you're costing someone else a dollar. And, you know, that's not very useful to think that way, and I don't believe it's true. So I worked on the inner game of the outer game in that I decided I was going to be an internet marketer. So I had to learn the vocabulary. What do internet marketers do? And then I went to a lot of seminars, and I got to meet some internet marketers, and they would recommend resources. Because back then, as you well remember, I didn't know what a PDF was, what an autoresponder was. And we probably should mention our mastermind group, too.
That's right, yes.
Because that was a tremendous resource for me. I surrounded myself with people who knew what I wanted to know. And I just tried to absorb everything I could from them and stayed really focused on where I wanted to go.
Okay, so let me pause you for a second. You said a couple things I want to make sure people hear. You were reading Dan Kennedy, and Dan Kennedy is an author and a businessman and a marketer. I highly recommend all of his books. He has a series of No BS books, No BS Guide to Business Success and Writing Sales Letters and this, that, and the other. Just look up Dan Kennedy on Amazon, and you'll find his material and start reading it. He also has a book on No BS Marketing to the Affluent, which is really good about changing your mind about prosperity. Because if you think there's no money out there, read a book on that, like that, and you'll get the sense that, oh, there's all kind of money out there. You just have to look in the right places and reframe your own brain. And I wrote the foreword to that book, which I'm very proud of. And then the other thing you were saying is that you decided you wanted to be an internet marketer. Mm-hmm. And I think this is so important that a decision has to be made. Instead of just kind of bouncing around, and I'm speaking to the 1,000 people that are listening to us right now, instead of just bouncing around by circumstances, you plant your feet down and you say, this is what I'm going to do. After doing the research, you know, you're not just winging it, but you, as you've said, Pat, you were reading the books, you were working on the inner game and the inner game of the outer game, and you went and met people and so forth. You decided, I'm going to be an internet marketer. And then the other thing I heard you say was about masterminds, and I think it's worth doing some sort of focus on that for a minute. Bill Hibbler and I wrote a book called Meet and Grow Rich. Meet and Grow Rich is the definitive guide to creating your own mastermind. I strongly feel that everybody should be in a mastermind. And if you're not in one, you can create one. Get that book and begin to find the people that you would like to have in there. Because as Pat's just been saying, by being in a mastermind group, it definitely changed him and supported him. And I've been in numerous masterminds, and they do everything from hold me accountable, because if I say I'm going to do something by the next meeting, in the back of my mind I'm going, well, I don't want to go into that meeting and say I didn't do it. So they're holding me accountable in an almost psychic way. And also it's a great way to tap resources, because Napoleon Hill talked about this in Think and Grow Rich and his success literature, that when you get in a mastermind, it's not just five other people and you. There's actually a collective consciousness that's there that's bigger than the people in the room. And it becomes an almost mystical experience, and maybe one that's a little on the woo-woo side because I can't explain it, but it's real enough for me. So I didn't mean to interrupt, Pat, but I did want to just kind of footnote a few things that you were hitting on here.
Well, then, in terms of, first of all, thanks, Joe, for cleaning up after me. I guess the next important thing is I started putting out products. Mm. And I believe I put out 40 in my first year, 40-something. And I was looking back at that, thinking about the call, and I focused on the myth of passive income, because the one thing that I learned quickly about internet marketing is most people make it much harder than it needs to be. You know, I'd run into people that have been going to seminars and studying for 3 years, and they'd come up with a title for their ebook in 3 years,
Yes.
And that's just, you know, it's like, that's working way too hard. So how much of the story of the myth of passive income do you think we should share?
I think you should, because if you're not going to spell it out, I am. I'm kind of biting my tongue because I was there when that thing was being born. I would love it if you would tell that.
Well, prior to that, Joe and I had some audio products that we were releasing on CD, and I had one computer at this time. I didn't have any money at all, so I'd have to burn the CD on the one computer and then go to a different program and print the label for the CD on a sticky label thing, and then go to another program and print the cover for the case, and then get on my hands and knees in my office, physically attach each sticky thing to the CD, and then cut out the cover and put that inside the plastic cover. Each one of these was taking me 10 or 15 minutes. We were selling, you know, say we sold 100. That's all night. So I went into a mastermind meeting, and I kind of joked and said, you know, this passive income thing is a myth, because my income at that point was not passive. And Joe immediately said, there's a product.
And I like that we're telling that story, because one of the things I want people to get, one of the lessons, is that there are ideas everywhere. And a rule of thumb is, wherever you hear somebody make a complaint, there's a potential product there. And when you came in that day, because I remember it very well, you were making a joke, but it was a complaint in the form of humor. You were saying this myth of passive income is a joke. Well, on one level it is, but on another level it is, well, a whole lot of people think that passive income is the way to go. Maybe there's a product here. And as I remember, I guess you can just pick up and tell the story, because you heard me confirm there was a product there, and what did you do?
Well, the punchline to the joke is that we completely passively wrote the book.
Please explain that, because it sounds great. Completely passively wrote a book on the myth of passive income. How did that happen?
Proceeded to make a lot of, you know, many thousands of dollars in passive income on about a book about the myth of passive income. But Joe contacted his, you know, some people he knew that might want to have an opinion on the subject of passive income. Tell us about your passive income day. Tell us about your experience of passive income day. And then I contacted some people, and we ended up with, I think, 23 authors. And you can still see this at mythofpassiveincome.com. And they all sent in chapters. And some of them were huge name internet marketers. Yannick Silver, for example, is in there. David Garfinkel. Anyway, so we sort of like had other people write the book for us. And then I did the hard work of converting it to a PDF, which involved hitting one button. And we put that online. And then, of course, all of the authors wanted to promote it because they were in a book. And it sold like wildfire.
It's such a beautiful story that illustrates so many things that we're talking about here. Everything from where are the ideas, where they're often right in your own conversation or in the conversation of somebody else, often around the nature of a complaint. What do you do when you see the idea? Well, you take action. The action doesn't necessarily have to be a whole lot of hard work that you do yourself. Instead of you crawling around on your hands and knees putting labels on CDs that you're going to sell one by one, we write a few emails and you contact people and say, hey, would you mind making a contribution? Answer the question, what's the passive income like for you? What was your day like with passive income? Tell us all about it. Collect all of those, put them in a book, turn it into a PDF, and you put it on site, and there you're selling it. And you said it's at Myth of Passive Income. Is that correct? Mythofpassiveincome.com?
I think so.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, because we skipped it a little bit, and I want to back up. How did you build your first list? Since you started with no money, you were getting education because you were training yourself and you went to some seminars, but you were basically doing this by yourself. You didn't have a coach. You didn't have money. How did you build a list, which we know is your gold, from nothing?
Well, you're leading up to a story then, aren't you?
I am, because I think it's really important.
Right. I created a product the Think and Grow Rich workbook. One of the books you gave me was Think and Grow Rich. So I read it and decided that there were way too many words in it and pretty much just weeded it down to the gold and created a workbook about it. And I wanted to sell it because I wanted to make a bunch of money right then and there. And I think perhaps we were on your front porch, but I was telling you this, and you said, no, give it away. And I looked at you like you had lost your mind because I had done so much work. And it was, I mean, we're talking hours in a coffee shop here, basically rewriting Napoleon Hill's book. But you explained to me that people will want this, and if I trade them my ebook for their name and their email address, I could build a list. So by foregoing that first sale, I could make a lot of sales later. And lo and behold, I put it online, and you hit your list, and other people told their list about it, and next thing I knew, I had a list. And I, you know, Betsy, I wish Betsy would hear. I'd let her tell this part of the story because this had never happened for me before. And I was watching each one come through one at a time, one at a time. Then it hit 100. Then it hit 300. Then it hit 1,000. And I was dancing around the room.
That is so wonderful. Well, how resistant were you to doing it? Because I do remember the moment. I do know that you wanted to sell it. Did you have a sleepless night over it? Did you really resist? You know, you really wanted to sell it rather than give it away? Or did you just kind of jump in?
There was a moment of resistance.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at that point I trusted you enough. I knew that you had my best interest at heart at that point. So I had enough faith to give it a shot. I don't think I lost any sleep over it. And
well, it illustrates the principle. It illustrates a couple principles, I guess. Even my own book, which I've talked about in the last couple calls, Attract Money Now, I'm doing the very same thing. I'm giving away the ebook version of it. And obviously, I could sell it. I mean, I already have an existing list, and I could sell it. But I'm giving it away. I'm building a whole other list by giving it away. And if somebody doesn't have it, just go to www.attractmoneynow.com. And you'll have access to the book. But you also notice that I politely ask for your email address in exchange for it. And that's so I can build a list. And now everybody on this call should be considering how they can build a list. One of the best ways is, instead of selling something that's valuable, some sort of information product, give it away. You begin a relationship, you start your own email list, and once you have that relationship in an email list, you can follow up with other offers that can be for money. And Pat, as you said earlier, that first year, you built your list from giving away the Think and Grow Rich workbook for free, but that first year you had a list and you really went after it. You came out with, as I remember, and I think you said, 40 products in the first year.
Well, are you still there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, somebody's trying to call in, darn it.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I came out with 40-something products, and I think we ought to really emphasize the feeling of that first one doing so well.
Yes.
And, you know, when something feels good and something works, you want to do it again.
Mm.
So I was pretty darn motivated. And sometime during that first year, I finally understood what people meant by multiple streams of passive income.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if your students are up to speed on this, but that Myth of Passive Income book represents one little stream of income. To me at the time, it was a huge river of income, but now I mean, it's just one stream. But I did another one, and I had two streams of passive income.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, now I've got hundreds, you know, all of these little streams feeding into my bank account. So,
oh, that's a beautiful image. And I guess I just want to paint it for everybody listening, is that he began this with nothing, no money, no education. He did educate himself and did decide to come out with a freebie, a free information product, builds a list with that, and then starts selling that list products he's making with them in mind. And as he's seeing how successful it is, there's money coming in, that is a great motivator. It's very energizing to see that something you're doing is working and you want to repeat it. And that's part of the reason that he did 40-some products in the first year. And, of course, you just keep building on those and adding more and more. But you start with whatever you start with. You start with nothing and create an information product for a particular audience and give it away. And then you create the first product. You don't have to have 40 products the day you begin by offering a free ebook. That's what I want to make clear. For Pat, are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
For those, you know, there's 1,000 people sitting in this imaginary stadium listening to us right now, and they're probably getting enthused and excited because they're thinking, well, Joe went from homeless to poverty to where he's at. Pat went from struggling blues musician to look at all these avenues of income he's got, and he's got a couple books out and his own coaching program and this, that, and the other, and we'll give out a special site that you have set up for people to learn more about your offers and what you're up to. So they're sitting there, and they're getting excited, and they go, well, what do I do next? What do I do next? What would be an answer to that for them?
Well, let me kind of hit that from a couple of angles. The first angle is, let's talk about product development, because I base my entire business and my whole coaching program on the fact that you can make a lot of money by helping other people. And it comes down to that saying, every problem is a product. You hit on that a little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I teach this constantly. This is so important that anytime you hear someone talk about a problem, and that's the cool thing about having a list, you can email your list and say, hey, what's the most important problem in your life right now? And you can say, in internet marketing or in my niche, whatever that niche is. So just learning that one simple lesson that people will pay you to make their pain go away.
That's a powerful one. And you're right about surveying a list. I've used SurveyMonkey.com, which is www.surveymonkey.com. Have you used a different service or that one to survey a list?
That's the one I use too.
Okay. And so you can basically ask what's on their mind, what are their problems, what's keeping them up at night, so that you can find or create some sort of solution to it. So that's one thing. I don't want to interrupt you here. I'm just clarifying for folks.
I'll take all the help I can get, Joe.
All right.
The other thing is, how do you create a product? Mm-hmm. And I get a lot of inspiration from reading books, and I read a book by Tom Robbins called Skinny Legs and All. And in that book, one of the characters is an artist. And someone asked him where he came up for his ideas to create sculptures. And he said, well, I just look at the world and try to see what in there that ought to be. And then I make it. And that is my trick. That's my secret weapon.
Wow. I don't think you've ever even told me that before. This is amazing.
When it comes to internet marketing, which is one of my niches, I just look out there and say, well, what ought to be there that isn't? And that's how I came up with the idea for the new software we're working on and for all the different products.
Well, that's a marvelous insight all by itself. I know you and I have come up with products, and there's one in particular I want to mention. We have a series of clearing audios. And they've been very, very popular. And again, this is something about we listen to our list, and what do they want? They want to get clear of their beliefs. It's the whole reason I'm even doing this trilogy of calls called Clearing to Attract Money. It's because I did a survey of my list, and they said they want to know how to get clear to attract money. Well, I stepped to bat, and I am creating this. But, Pat, you and I have something for clearing for money, and I believe it's at www.clearingmoney.com. ClearingMoney.com uses your original music. You've created, you're still playing music. You're just using it in a different domain and creating different products. And then I'm doing the vocals for the subliminal, and you can choose to listen to these. And this is to help people clear themselves to attract money. ClearingMoney.com. And I know I'm interrupting you. I want to make sure I also give out the website that you've put together for today called www.patobryan.com/call, C-A-L-L. What's on that particular site?
Well, we've got three links. I'm going to it right now myself just to remind myself, but I think one of them has to do with my coaching program.
Mm-hmm.
And hitting enter. Yeah, Portable Empire Coaching. I've got a coaching program where I teach absolute beginners how to create their own portable empire. And a portable empire is all about making money from anywhere, doing what you love. And some of my coaching clients are no longer absolute beginners. I'm actually populating the internet with my people here. Some of them have very, you know, nice six-figure businesses now coming off of their internet marketing. And so it's turned into a beautiful thing because now I've got students teaching students as well as me teaching students.
Mm.
So that's a beautiful thing. And the other one is the Absolute Beginner's Guide to Copywriting.
Ah.
And that is, there's two links for that because we're testing different aspects. I'm sure that in your teaching you talk about split testing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're split testing here. And that is an absolute beginner's guide to copywriting. It's how to write your very first sales page. And that's an important thing to know because if you intend to make any money online, you have to tell your story. You have to convince people that you're solving their problem for them and that your solution is the one they need. So I put together a video course on just how to do that.
Oh, that's wonderful. So that's www.patobryan, and O'Brien is O-B-R-Y-A-N, patobryan.com/call. Now, I also interrupted you because I asked for these people that are listening what to do next, and you told that marvelous quote from the Tom Robbins book, but it sounded like you were going to give something else.
Well, the next place I would go with that is once you've decided what your niche is, or in other words, what sort of problems do you want to solve?
Mm.
Then, gosh gee whiz, for me it just is so easy now. You know, you say, okay, what should be there that isn't? And then create it. And, of course, you're building your list as you go. So you need something to sell and someone to sell to. Everything else is just window dressing, in my opinion.
Well, I think you just kind of summed it up. You need something to sell and somebody to sell it to. And we were talking about what is it something to sell? Well, I want people to look at their own personal experience, their own personal education, their likes, their loves, but also be listening to the complaints that they speak or the people around them speak. Because anywhere in there is a product. And probably when you start to train yourself to hear these things, there's numerous ones. I've often semi-joked that I wish I can turn off that part of my brain that sees the products because now they're everywhere, and there's so many of them, and on one level I get to cherry pick what I want to do, but on another level I get a little overwhelmed, and I just want to kind of back away from it. But the point is, you train yourself, and I guess I'm going to confess something. When I was first learning marketing and I was studying everybody, of course, I studied the old greats, the Claude Hopkins and John Caples and people that most of the people on this call will never have heard of. And I was studying all of them, and I was listening to Jay Abraham and the early marketers that were out there. And I remember thinking, I'm not thinking like a marketer. I didn't even like the word marketing when I first heard it. I had to learn that, well, marketing is sharing your love, your passion for your product or service with the people who are most welcome, most going to be interested in listening to it or listening to you talk about it. And as I started to listen to these marketers more and more, I started to think like them. As I started to read the books about entrepreneurs and Dan Kennedy and all the other ones, Bob Bly was another influence in my life, and Paul Hartunian, and, of course, P.T. Barnum, who I wrote a book on. All of these people, they started to get me to see differently. And so that's part of what we've been doing in this trilogy, and I'm kind of teasing it out of people. And, Pat, with the quote you gave and the story you've told, it shows that all of us can do this. If I can go from nothing and nobody to be on this call and attract 1,000-some people, and, Pat, you can go from playing bars in Europe to now having this coaching program and your own books out and 40 products in a year and who knows how many products at this point or how many more are coming around the corner, then all the people listening can make that kind of dramatic change too. It starts on the inside with what you call the inner game, but then you got to move it to the outer game when you actually do what I started this call by saying, take action. Pat, we're running out of time. What is a final thought, takeaway, to do, action step that you want people to be thinking about or actually doing?
I think the one thing I would hammer home is that the whole trick is multiple streams of passive income. So it's unlikely you're going to be able to afford a Rolls Royce off your first ebook. However, the trick is, the secret to success in internet marketing is to continue to create products so that this little product that's bringing you $100 and this little product that brings you $100 and maybe this one over here that brings in a few hundred, these things all add up to a phenomenal business and lifestyle. And then finally, never give up.
Beautiful, beautiful. Pat, I can talk to you for a long time. You've got all kind of information. Thank you for making the time to be on here to inspire everybody. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Joe. It was fun.
So, everybody, let's wrap this one up. I want to remind you that Pat's special offer is at www.patobryan.com/call. And the Clearing for Money audio is at www.clearingmoney.com. And, of course, we heard from Janine, the number one miracles coach of 2009, and you can hear an interview with her, where I'm interviewing her, at Miracles Coaching, www.miraclescoaching.com. Pat also mentioned the myth of passive income, which we both believe is at www.mythofpassiveincome.com. We've also given a lot of resources. I'm just looking at my own notes here. The book I'd recommend is The Power of Impossible Thinking. And all the books by Dan Kennedy, all the books by Steve Siebold, S-I-E-B-O-L-D, all of those are going to make a difference. Pat was kind enough to mention spiritual marketing, but, of course, that was reincarnated into The Attractor Factor. If you've not read The Attractor Factor, you should go read it. It is a definitive book on understanding the law of attraction and how to implement those steps. I mentioned my latest book, Attract Money Now, which is at attractmoneynow.com. And, of course, the printed version's at attractmoneynowbook.com. And my audio, CD, and DVD course, which I think is the definitive guide to attracting money, is called The Secret to Attracting Money, and it's at thesecrettoattractingmoney.com, www.thesecrettoattractingmoney.com. Okay, so we've had a bit of a journey here and a bit of an adventure. We had Morty Lefko in the first call talking about the belief work and going really in-depth to the beliefs that we have in our unconscious. We had Wendy Friesen in the second call doing the hypnosis session and helping you tear down the blocks that are inside your unconscious or were that were made up of some beliefs that weren't serving you. And now tonight we've talked about action and we had Pat O'Brien come on giving you some really practical things to do and advising you to work on the inner game of yourself and the outer game of yourself. And then, of course, Janine came through on all of these different calls with some information and inspiration that you need to think about, including her word image about prosperity and money and where it comes from. So I want to leave you with this thought. This is a lot of information. This is a lot of inspiration. But as I began this call, the next step is up to you. You must take action. You must take some sort of action. Don't worry about it being the perfect action or the right action. Whatever you do next, because of how you feel, because of what your intellect says or your intuition says, is the right next step for you. As you take that next step, you will get information. You'll get feedback. You then take another step. As Pat said, never give up. I say, never stop. What you want to do is, my Latin phrase that I end all of my emails with is, ade aliquid dignum. And ade aliquid dignum means dare something worthy. Dare something worthy in your life. Don't pay attention to the media. Don't pay attention to the water cooler gossip at work. Don't worry about what's going on in your life right now or what might be happening next. Focus on what you want. declare your intention. Deal with any beliefs or negativity that come up within you, and move forward. Moving forward is how you go from where you are to where you want to be. If Pat can go from broke blues to being wealthy on the internet, I can go from homeless to being a successful author with 50-some books and all these movies. You can leave where you're at and go to where you want to be. But the next move is yours. So I'm going to end this by saying Godspeed to you. I am sending you love and light. I am going to encourage you to remember my other little phrase. As you go through life, as you go through each moment, as you leave this call, have the mindset that says you expect miracles. I love you all. Godspeed to you. Thanks.